Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Started off rusty. Had some throws that were high. Guys rallied around me, though. They played really well. Made some big-time catches. Offensive line played great. So it was good getting back out there. A really good team win. Yeah, I think I'd be lying if I didn't say there was. With everything on the outside and as well as Josh has played. But this was the plan all along. And no one really flinched in our building. Everyone kind of stuck to it. Josh was super supportive. Trust did a great job. Cav. And the guys out there on the field, they're a great group of guys. They rallied behind me whenever, we started off a little bit slow. So it was fun getting back out there with them, looking forward to moving on from this week. Both of them, I felt good about the throws, going to the right place. So it wasn't like I wasn't seeing things, it was more of just, making the throw, which I know I can do that. So it was just moving on to the next play, and let's just keep rolling here. We've got really good players. We've got really good plays. So let's just stay positive and let it come. And, it finally did. Got the guys rolling a little bit. I still haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. I was talking to the ref whenever I think they're replaying it, just asking them about the roughing the passer call. And my arm got hit, so I didn't think it was going to get there. I was on the ground. I was like, there's number three, because I thought it was just going to be floating, 20 yards down the field. Somehow it got all the way down there, and Alshon does what Alshon does best is make plays in the air. So, like I said, great, great, great group of guys around me. Can't speak enough about offensive line and Earl making big catches today, Alshon, Martellus making some catches, Brandon always out there. So it's a fun group to play with. I felt hot coming into it. I felt hot coming out the first series. We went all the way down there, converted a few third downs, and then had the pick and, kept rolling. It wasn't really a time where I was like, dang, I'm really rusty out here. I'm not seeing things. Saw things fine, thought I was moving the pocket well. It's just a few throws that, I probably wasn't coming all the way through, and they were sailing a little bit on me. So things to work on. Just got to keep moving along.
She laid the second one on you.
Second one definitely on me. I'll talk to B about it, and we'll come to a decision on both of them. We're both at fault. The protection was good. They had a pretty good array of blitzes and fronts up front for us on third down. I hope the guys did a good job sorting them out. We lost the clock a few times, and I got pressured because we didn't get the right mic point. So we got to clean that up. But, whenever we caught man, I think today we made them pay, and that's kind of what our MO, what we want to go by. If you're going to play us man, guys on the outside got to win because we're going to protect it up. So we did that. I felt the need to talk to some people before. I talked to B, I talked to Matt, I talked to the linemen, just to let them know that, I don't know how they feel. I had a good feeling how they would react. But, I just wanted to talk to them man-to-man and be like, hey, if you got a problem with this, I want to know because, this is a team game. And, no one reacted negatively. No one flinched. Everyone was all in on it. And, I appreciate it. Those guys doing that for me and playing the way they did, it was fun. Yeah, it's kind of both ways. I was talking with Josh about it. We caught some defenses that we could take advantage of. The offense as a whole, I think, was getting better and better. Everyone was getting a feel for what's happening. Take today, for example. Two picks early, and the guys still go out there and rally and make big-time plays. So, I had to look at it that way of just knowing that, whether I'm in there or whether Josh is in there, we've got some guys around us that can make some football plays. So just let them do it, stay out of their way. For sure. Yeah, I think that's the atmosphere that they want to create, though, that Tress wants to create, that Phil Emery wants to create, George McCaskey. I think that's kind of what direction we want to go in, is having an open locker room, players, coaches, everyone all in on this. Because at the end of the day, it takes all of us. We've all got to be together, and we all got to make it happen, or we lose together. And we're starting to understand that, and that it's reflective in how we play and how we practice.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.